First, let us offer our obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has brought Vrindavan Dham to us here in the Western world. So we have Vrindavan here in Melbourne, we have Vrindavan in New Govardhan, and we have in many cities of Australia, due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in 1971, Gurudas asked Srila Prabhupada a question. Srila Prabhupada, are people here liberated even if they don't have a bona fide spiritual master? So Srila Prabhupada said yes, because Vrindavan is directly under Krishna's supervision. Krishna is their spiritual master. So then Gurudas said to Srila Prabhupada, I think it's better to have you as a spiritual master than to be born in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada said, that's a Vaishnava attitude. He said, I remember wherever my Guru Maharaj went, Vrindavan was there also. Since the bona fide spiritual master carries Vrindavan atmosphere with him, then it's better to be with him. So Gurudas said, well, we're in the best situation of all, Prabhupada. We have both you and Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada said, I'm simply Vrindavan's messenger. Vrindavan is revealed in the heart of the sincere devotee. In reality, it is not on any map, nor is it part of any country. So it is for all of us to discover Vrindavan in our heart. Because when we were discussing this morning that we have a TV in our heart, and now it's broken, but when we fix that TV, we will see Vrindavan always in our heart. We want to enter Vrindavan Dham, so we've imported some desire trees from Goloka Vrindavan, Tulsi Devi, so that she will help us to achieve a heart's desire. In a purport of Bhagavatam, Srila Swami comments, a desire tree has no material attachments or partiality, but simply bestows its fruits upon those who deserve them and not upon others. Jiva Goswami adds, a desire tree does not think, this person is fit to worship me, but that person is not. Rather, a desire tree is satisfied with all who properly serve it. So desire tree, Tulsi is the best desire tree. You can get your heart's desire by seeing or touching Tulsi Devi. And we are discussing Vrindavan. The word van means forest, and Vrinda is the name, Vrindavan is the name given to the forest where Srimati Tulsi Devi grows profusely. So now, today, we have entered Vrindavan forest. We have brought the Tulsi Devis here. So we are in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Another name of Tulsi is Vrinda Devi, one who gives residence in Vrindavan. As we sing in Tulsi Puja every day, Pipakori Korotari Vrindavana Vasi. Dear Tulsi, please bestow your mercy on me so I may forever reside in Vrindavan. The Vrindavan forest is named also after Vrinda Devi, who performed penance there for 60,000 years. She was born as the daughter of Emperor Kedara, a very pious king that attained Goloka Vrindavan. His daughter Vrinda Devi, after sanctifying the forest by her penance, also attained Goloka. Ever since, the forest has been known as Vrindavan, place of Vrinda Devi. Pleased by Vrinda Devi's austerities, Lord Vishnu granted a benediction to the Vrindavan forest. Any penance performed there will quickly fructify and bear excellent results. Later, Tulsi Devi, the daughter of King Kushadwaj, performed penance here and attained perfection. Tulsi Devi's second name is Vrinda Devi. So these two names are the same, the name of the same person. So now we're going to sing a very wonderful song. This you can share. This is Vrinda Deva Astakam. So raise your hand if you need a copy to share. Okay, there's some extra copies here. Somebody just came now, so you can give him a copy. Some devotees just came. Hari Bol. Thank you. Ready. So now we will sing. Gangeya Champeya Tadir Finindi Sikkeya Champeya Tadir Finindi Rochi Pavaha Snapitat Mavinde
Rochi Pavaha
respectful obeisances to your goddess feet. You are bathed in your own splendor, which defeats the effulgence of lightning and the golden chambak flower. The luster of your transcendental garments is the friend of the lindilia flower.
Bimba tarodit varamandahasya. Bimba tarodit varamandahasya.
Nasa gramokta jati dipitasya.
Nasa gramokta.
To your lotus feet. Your face is illuminated by the splendor of the pearl decorating the tip of your nose, and by the extraordinary gentle smile on the two bimba fruits, which are your lips. You are enriched by the beauty of the amazing and colorful jewels and ornaments you wear.
Samasta Vaikuntha Shiromana Shri.
Krishnasya Vrindavana Tanyatamni.
Respectful obeisances to your lotus feet.
Srimati Radharani, daughter of King Shivanu, has made you the ruling monarch of Lord Krishna's opulent and auspicious abode of Vrindavan, which is the crest jewel of all the Vaikuntha planets.
Tad agya pallava pushpa ringa.
Rigati virmatava keli kunja.
Feet.
Because of your order, the groves where Lord Madhava performs his pastimes appear very splendid, decorated with blossoming flowers, bumblebees, deer, and other auspicious animals, flowers, and birds.
Chotsopakam kena niruchyatam tad.
Rinde namaste charanaravindam.
Rinde namaste charanaravindam.
O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Who can describe your good fortune? You are the messenger who brought about the perfection of the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple who enthusiastically sport in the groves of Vrindavan.
Rasa Vilasa Vasadischa Vinda.
Rasa Vilasa Vasadischa Vinda.
Vane Tari Shangri Saraj.
Raja Seva.
Vahe Parishan Krishna Raja Seva.
Labhya Cha Pungsan Vipayatta Gaiva.
Labhya Cha Pungsan Vipayatta Gaiva.
Vrinde Namaste Charnaravindam.
Vrinde Namaste Charnaravindam.
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. The living entities who attain the service of the lotus feet of your Lord reside in Vrindavan, and the desire to understand the Lord's amazing pastimes of precedence is only by your mercy. Tam kirti se satatatanta vidvir.
Tam kirti se satatatanta vidvir.
Lila pitana kila Krishna shakti.
Lila pitana kila Krishna shakti.
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam.
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam.
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Those who have studied the Satvata Tantra glorify you. You are Lord Krishna's spoken seed for performing pastimes, and you are known as Tulsi Devi in human society. Apyavihina aparada lakshe.
Apyavihina aparada lakshe.
Shiptascha kamari taranga madhye.
Shiptascha kamari taranga madhye.
Kripamayitam sharanam papana.
Kripamayitam sharanam papana.
Vrinde namaste charanarvindam.
Vrinde.
Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Those who are devoid of devotion to Lord Hari and who are thrown by their offenses into the waves of lust and other inauspicious qualities may take shelter of you. Vrindastakamya shinuyapatedva.
Vrindastakamya shinuyapatedva.
Vrinda vanati shapadapchapinga.
Vrinda vanati shapadapchapinga.
Saprapya Vrindavana Nitya Vasam.
Saprapya Vrindavana Nitya Vasam.
Tat Prema Sevam Labhate Kritartha.
Tat Prema Sevam Labhate Kritartha.
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Let a person who becomes like a bumblebee at the lotus feet of Radha Krishna and who reads or hears these eight verses describing the glories of Vrinda Devi eternally reside at Goloka Vrindavan. He attains devotional service and pure love of Godhead, and all his spiritual aspirations become fulfilled. Wonderful prayer. If you say this prayer, then all your desires will be fulfilled. So now I would just like to explain a little bit about the power of Tulsi Devi. This is from the Garga Samhita. One time Radharani was feeling great separation from Krishna. And she was saying, if I cannot attain Krishna's lotus feet, which now decorate this land of Braj, I will not keep my body alive. So she was ready to finish her body if she could not see Krishna. So then she took shelter of one of her friends, Chandranana, who was very learned in the scriptures. And she asked her, please tell me what kind of worship I should perform to please Sri Krishna. Worship that will bring auspiciousness, piety, and fulfillment of my desire. So then Chandranana said to Radharani, O Radha, service to Tulsi gives the greatest piety, greatest good fortune, and greatest benediction. It gives Lord Krishna's association. You should always gaze at Tulsi, touch her, remember her, glorify her, bow down before her, offer prayers to her, plant her, and worship her, and she will grant your desire. One who plants Tulsi liberates his family. As many branches, sub-branches, seeds, flowers, and leaves as are on the Tulsi he has planted. So many ancestors and descendants in his family for thousands of kalpas will go to Lord Krishna's transcendental abode. So any of you who have family members who are not so appreciative of your Krishna consciousness, you just plant a tulsi tree, and tulsi will take care of the rest.
For don't worry.
Tulsi will take care of your family for you. And just worship Tulsi Devi. This is the power. O Radha, by offering Lord Krishna a single tulsi leaf, one attains the result of offering Krishna every flower and leaf that exists. One leaf of tulsi. If you see on one single tulsi leaf all the holy places beginning with Pushkar, all the sacred rivers beginning with Ganga, all the deities headed by Lord Vasudeva reside. On one tulsi leaf, all the rivers, all the deities, and all the holy places. Just on one tulsi leaf. Did you know that? No. Very good. Now you know. So Radharani took her advice, and she began to serve Tulsi Devi, taking Tulsi, beautiful with many green leaves, to the middle of a Kaitiki forest, placing her in a Tulsi temple that was round and tall and 100 hastas in size. It's an old measurement. I guess 100 hands is like a hasta. Of course, they had bigger hands in those days. So, beautiful with walls of gold and rubies, splendid with an outer wall of emeralds, diamonds, and pearls, decorated with chintamani gems, arched gateways, gold flags, and gold awnings everywhere. Glorious like Indra's palace, she worshipped Tulsi Devi. And she got Lord Krishna's association by worshipping Tulsi. In fact, any desire you have, you can fulfill by worshipping Tulsi. If you want to paint, then you just worship Tulsi Devi. Yes. So anybody who has any desire, Tulsi Devi will fulfill your desire. Now, in the Yoga Sutras, Patanjali has said, you can control your mind by fixing your mind on one who has transcended human passions and attachments. So if you think of a liberated soul, including Tulsi Devi, or you look at the picture of a liberated soul, like Srila Prabhupada, can pacify your mind, purify your heart, and increase your concentration on japa. In the Padma Purana, it is said, if you remember an advanced soul, you get 1/100th of his pious credit. If you just think. So think of Prabhupada, or your Guru Maharaj. Now, Srila Prabhupada has said, the process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a vow in front of Tulsi has such great spiritual potency that simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. Therefore, we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement to follow Haridas Thakur's example rigidly. What did Haridas Thakur do? He chanted in front of Tulsi Devi. How many? 300,000. Now, but we don't have to do, we have to do the Tulsi part, but not the 300,000 part. Don't worry. Prabhupada said, so what does he mean by following Haridas Thakur's example? Chanting 16 rounds does not take much time. So, if we chant our 16 rounds, it's equal to Haridas Thakur's 300,000, 3 lakhs names for Prabhupada. He's reduced it for it because this is Kali Yuga after all. Of course, he was in Kali Yuga, but he was not an ordinary soul like us. So, if we chant our 16 rounds, that will please Srila Prabhupada, and he will take us. He says, chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respects to the Tulsi plant difficult. The process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity. So right now, we're not going to miss the opportunity. We're going to chant in front of Tulsi Devi. Get your japa mala, if you have it. And you can just, hopefully you can see one of the Tulsis somewhere in the room. We've put Tulsis in different places. And hopefully you can just see one of them. So in this exercise, we will simply chant while looking at the Tulsi plant. And begging Tulsi to help us enter Vrindavan Dham, which is our topic for tonight's seminar. So you can start. Hare Krishna. Spiritual advancement. If any of you are having trouble concentrating, then it's good to chant in front of the Tulsi plant. Now we are going to go to a foreign country, Goloka Vrindavan. So sometimes when you go to a foreign country, at least in the past, nowadays it's not so much, but you used to have to get a vaccination or different to protect against different diseases. So to go to Goloka Vrindavan, you also need to protect against certain diseases. So I'll give you a list of all the diseases that you have to watch out for and you have to get protected from. And this you have to share again. Not so many copies. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained how the demons Krishna killed in Vrindavan represent the main obstacles facing the aspiring devotee. So if by the Lord's grace these demons can be killed in the various ways they manifest themselves in our lives, then our progress in devotional service is guaranteed. As long as these anarthas represented by different demons are present, we cannot relish the taste of chanting the holy names. So here is a list, a complete list of all the demons and all the diseases that they represent. So I'll just go through a few of them. The Putana Gatana, this, if you get this protection, you'll get protected from bogus gurus and materialistic mind. And Trinavarta, protection from indulgence and useless scholarship, dry reasoning, argument, controversy. Vatsasura, protection from childish and mischievous mentality easily influenced by bad association and greed from mundane sense gratification. Bakasura, protection from cheating religion, especially namaparad. So if any of you have a problem with the 10 offenses to the holy name, then as I described in the previous class, the night before you go to sleep, you read the lila of Bakasura. Then in the morning, you pray before you chant that, please, Krishna, you kill this Bakasura demon in my heart. And after the demons are all killed, then Krishna will appear in your heart and you'll be able to see him while you chant the holy name. Danyukasura, patana, protection from gross materialistic mentality, enjoying mentality. Agnipitva, protection from sectarianism, hatred, and arguments between Vaishnavas of different religions. Vyomasurahana, protection from stealing others' property and speaking lies. Shankachudahana, protection from bhakti motivated by desire for fame and sense gratification. Nanda Agrasid, protection from Mayavadi and atheistic mentality. Keshi Mardana, protection from the vanity of thinking, I am a great devotee, I am guru. Also from the false ego arising from attachment to wealth and material accomplishments. Unlike other vaccinations, these must be taken through the ear. And our vaccination clinic is the temple right here. You have to go there and get your vaccination. The hours are morning and afternoon time. You can go. And if you get this proper Maha Mantra, you can become free. Yes? You have a question?
By the purchase of Vasudeva Krishnadevi, we are living in Vrindavan here.
Right.
So what is the difference between living here and the Vrindavan?
Oh, that's a good question. What is the difference between living here and living in the Vrindavan Dham in India? Yes. There's one difference is that Krishna appeared there personally in Vrindavan Dham. So therefore we call it Dham. Now, but Srila Prabhupada has said wherever the deities are, that is non-different from Vrindavan Dham. So Krishna has also appeared here. And for all practical purposes, there is no difference except that Krishna in his personal form, this is also a personal form, the deities, but Krishna, when he performed pastimes, he appeared in that Vrindavan. And here he has appeared in another form, and Srila Prabhupada has created this Vrindavan Dham also. He said it's non-different. He said, in one, there's one verse in purport of Srimad Bhagavatam where he says that in Vrindavan in India and also in wherever there's Radha Krishna temple in Paris, and you know, he listed all the cities, Melbourne, New York, then everything you do in this Dham is magnified 1,000 times, just like in Vrindavan. So the benefits are the same, actually, from this Dham and that Dham. One time, a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, they asked, what's the difference between Gokul and Goloka Vrindavan? And Srila Prabhupada said, there is no difference, but your mind is in America. So therefore, that's the problem. So where your mind is, that is where you are. If you are with the deities, you are in Vrindavan. And if your mind is a mentality, attitude of service, that is the mentality of the Brijvasis, Vrindavan Dham. So if you have this mentality, you are in Vrindavan. And that's why Srila Prabhupada was saying that it's not on any map or in any country, but it's revealed in the heart when you're chanting Hare Krishna properly. Vrindavan will be revealed in your heart. Vrindavan is also in your heart if you keep Krishna there. And if you keep service there, then you will always have Vrindavan. Yeah, so there's the only difference is that a matter of time. In Vrindavan Dham, Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. And also it is said he is still there for those who have the eyes to see. Now here in Melbourne, I don't know what year Krishna appeared, maybe 1975 or something like that, right? So it's different to 5,000 years there, that he appeared here in 1975, brought by the messenger of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. And we can have the same opportunity as being in Vrindavan Dham in India, right here, just by being with the deities and doing service for the deities. You can also create Vrindavan in your home by having deities and doing worship. And by chanting the holy name, if you chant the holy name, you can create the Vrindavan atmosphere. So thank you for that question. Very nice. So we are, now what we are doing today is we're focusing a little bit more on the Vrindavan in India. But also, a lot of these things are also pertain to the Vrindavan here. So all these diseases, all these demons have to be killed, and then until they're killed, you won't get the vision of Vrindavan. It won't appear in your heart. You need to kill these demons. So Vrindavan, it is described in one of the Varshana, or it was Govardhan Retreat by Sachinanda Swami. In Vrindavan, the current of bhakti flows, carried by the dust of Vrindavan. So one thing is the dust there is special. There is Jamuna, there is Govardhan. Of course, you have Govardhan also. I'm going there on Monday to New Govardhan. It's a little bit further, though, for you. Govardhan is here. You just have to make the trip. I don't know how. I'm going by airplane, but I don't know how you can go. Of course, Govardhan Puja, you can have Govardhan here as well. So every particle of Braja dust carries Radha and Krishna's footprints. Did you know that? Every little piece of dust in Vrindavan has the footprints of Radha and Krishna in it. So the dust is worshipable, Jamuna is worshipable, and Govardhan. These are the three most powerful substances in Vrindavan. If you get this dust, even a fool can be immersed in Krishna prema. Our only chance is when the Dhamma runs after us and spreads over us. So if you live in Vrindavan, then the atmosphere will influence you. Srila Prabhupada said anyone who lives in Vrindavan, even if he's a rascal, he'll be influenced just by living there. By living in Vrindavan, chanting the glories of Radha and Krishna, I'm free of anxiety. Never leave Vrindavan, even if the sun burns. It's summertime, it's very hot. Even if the monkeys bite, and they have bitten me. Even if the people shout over loudspeakers throughout the night. Even worms and insects who enter Vrindavan transform into Sachit Ananda bodies. Vrindavan is very special. Of course, as I said, you can create Vrindavan here. Srila Prabhupada said those animals that are living in Vrindavan are all fallen devotees who committed offense in their last life. That's one of the first things he told us when we were in Vrindavan. The dogs, hogs, and monkeys are devotees who broke the regulative principles in Vrindavan or committed an offense to the Dham. And the next life, they had to take birth as dogs, hogs, and monkeys. So even the animals that are living here nearby this temple, they are in the same category. Or the pets of devotees, if a devotee has a cat or a dog, those animals are also fallen devotees who have gotten a chance to associate with devotees in this life. Yes, when I was in New Zealand, one devotee had two cats. And so, yes, the cats were very special. Somebody told me about their cat also. The cat was not like in Vrindavan. Actually, the dogs and cats are not vegetarian, not some of them. They do eat birds and different mice and rats. But this particular cat that belonged to a devotee here would bring in a little mouse. She wouldn't kill it. She'd just bring it into the house and put it in the house. So the owner was not very happy. Frogs. It would bring frogs, mice, all kind of things into the house. She wouldn't kill, but it's her nature to catch these things. So she would just follow her nature, but she wouldn't kill because she was a devotee cat. So this is, even the animals in the Dham, if there are birds here perhaps, I don't know if there are any. I don't see any animals here. In some temples there are. In Vrindavan there are cats. There are monkeys, many. There are crows. There are different kinds of animals. So now, I'm going to give you something for you to do. This is for everyone. Everyone can get a copy. There are 60 copies, so there should be enough for everyone. It's a residential permit application, so which you need if you go to a foreign country. And so you can fill this up. Careful of Tulsi here. There should be one for everyone. We made 60 copies, so hopefully the children don't get one. Only the adults. So, do we have extra copies? Raise your hand. It's going. Okay. Extra copies. Pass them to the back. Pass them to the back. Are there any extra copies? Pass them over to the lady's side. Yeah, I'll give one. Raise your hand if you don't have a copy. Okay, on this side, do we have any more copies? On the lady's side? Some of the men don't have copies, so if you can pass them over to the men's side. Haribo, your name is Rasa Vilasini. Now we have, some of the men don't have. So raise your hand if you don't have a copy. Pass them over all the way to that side. Now you might have to share then. And so then you just copy on your paper. If you have a pen and paper, then share with somebody and you can copy, or else do it mentally. Now, who doesn't have a copy to share? Anybody? Everybody has a copy? Okay, good. So fill up this residential permit application to enter Vrindavan Dham. Just share with somebody and try to. You can write on your own paper and pen. you need more time? So I will discuss some of these questions and give some quotes about them. Question number one. Are you firmly convinced that it is by the mercy of Sri Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada that you will attain the shelter of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan? Yes. Good. Very good. So it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a person who cannot keep his faith in the words of a spiritual master but acts independently never receives the authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. So number two, are you confident you have received the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai? Yes, because you're all chanting Hare Krishna, and that's the mercy, right? And it is said by Narottam Das Thakur, Hanu Nithai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Ne. If one does not have shelter of Nithai, it will not be possible to attain the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So we go through Gaur Nithai to reach Radha Krishna. And that's how we go to Vrindavan. So it's good to go to Mayapur, worship the Panchatattva, and then you'll get the qualification to go to Vrindavan. Number three. Do you consider yourself reasonably well conversant with the writings of the Goswamis, not like Nectar of Devotion? Yeah, so some of you might need some more work on this department because the six Goswamis, they are also helping us to enter Vrindavan Dham by their Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion. Srila Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhaktivedanta Sindhu and other books they have given. In this way one can understand the transcendental loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. So number four, are you honestly able to accept the ugliness and dirtiness of today's Vrindavan as Yogamaya's covering and not be influenced in your vision by it? And it's getting worse every day, actually, now that they're digging up all the roads, so it's quite covered at the moment. So, can you accept that this is just the covering, and Vrindavan is really there? If you can say yes, okay, you're ready to go. So, one time a devotee, Hayagriva, asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how can we understand Vrindavan as Krishna's abode? There seems to be so much contamination in Vrindavan. Then Prabhupada said, this is because your senses are impure. But when your eyes are smeared with the salve of love, then you can see Vrindavan. Don't judge Vrindavan by external manifestation. So then, another part, he asked Srila Prabhupada, why does Vrindavan now appear so dirty and unkept? Srila Prabhupada said, the ugliness here is yoga maya. It is Krishna's covering. Vrindavan appears this way to drive away the atheists and impersonalists. They will say, why go to Vrindavan? It's just a little village somewhere and, you know, hogs and pigs and monkeys will take your glasses and now they've upgraded to cell phones. I was in Loy Bazaar. Last time I was in Loy Bazaar, I saw one group. There was a guy in a motorcycle. He had taken the glasses from him off. He was riding his motorcycle, and then he stopped, and off went the glasses. And then I saw another group, and the monkey had the cell phone. They're trying to get the cell phone from the monkey. So watch out. You got to bring down.
Just throw the bananas.
Yeah, right. Yes, you have to. But sometimes they want a lot of bananas before they give you and they go up to the roof, and then they throw it from it. So hopefully your cell phone is shockproof. I don't know. And of course they like to chew it at first. Taste it. That is their meal. No, that is their fun. Because they know they're disturbing you. Shoes, they will chew your shoes. Shoes they're not into so much now. They like, you know, glasses and these things more. And so yes, this is the covering of Vrindavan. And be prepared. You can't have these luxuries like cell phones in Loy Bazaar. Or glasses, even. You can't do that. Are you enthusiastic to bathe in Jamuna when you visit Vrindavan? Now it's a very difficult, because there's hardly any Jamuna there. It's mostly the sewage, and unless you go at monsoon. If you go September, it's a good time. And it's full. Usually it's full. You can really bathe there nicely. Yeah, Keshi Ghat also. Now it's like you can walk across. It's about knee deep, I would say. In summertime, it's knee deep. It's hard to bathe, really. It's knee deep. Even Keshi Ghat is knee deep. Well, in the monsoon, then it gets, if there is a monsoon, then it gets a little bigger. Okay, so now we'll skip to number 9. Do you have an attraction for hearing and chanting about Krishna? Good, because in Vrindavan you're going to hear it 24 hours a day, like it or not. So you have to be attached to hearing and chanting, especially hearing the holy name all day and night. As according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, according to the verdict of the Shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna. So then we'll skip to number 11. Are you strict in the habit of honoring only Krishna Prasad? So this is important because it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when a person is attached to Krishna's lotus feet, he does not eat anything not offered to Krishna. Of course, devotees have the habit of offering everything, including in the past, the Sankirtan devotees would walk into a supermarket and offer the whole supermarket to Krishna. So then they could eat anything. That was a practice in America in the old days. I have heard. They've told me, yes, we would just go in and offer the whole supermarket. And Krishna will eat that. We would just take everything and it's prasadam. Yes, anyway, those were the days. Number 12. Are you apprehensive about the mosquitoes, monkeys, or beggars in Vrindavan, or concerned about disease here? Now, that might be a problem. I know one lady, she's still alive, actually, but she came to Vrindavan. She's the oldest Prabhupada disciple alive. She's 95 now. If she's still alive, I think she is, though. I saw her when she was 94. 94, no, she must be 97. That was in 2007. She was 94. And still able to read and speak and everything. So she came to Vrindavan once and she got one mosquito bite and she was so upset. It was just one bite. She thought she was going to die. She said, should I get malaria pills? And I said, no, don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah, unless it's malaria season. You can worry. But actually, no, it's okay. Don't worry. Monkeys, you have to be careful. Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati said, if I can remain in Vrindavan as a surrendered soul at the fearless lotus feet of Shri Radha Krishna, who are oceans of transcendental love, then I have nothing to fear from other living entities, religious principles, dreaded diseases, or even from the controllers of the entire universe. So I can tell you about monkeys. You don't make friends, as Prabhupada said, you don't make enemies, don't make friends. And you don't look at them. And don't show your teeth. If you show your teeth, they think you're fighting. You want to fight. And don't carry prasadam in sight. Or fruits. Or even a plastic bag. They like anything in a plastic bag because they think it's edible. So, yes, you have to be careful. Don't encourage them. And if they do attack you, you just shout Krishna or Radhe. And usually they jump off. I've had that experience. I had prasadam one time. Even here, I forget. I'm not in Vrindavan. I think, no monkeys. Okay, I can carry my prasadam. I have to think. My son, too, he was brought up in Vrindavan. So when he moved to America, he was still thinking he can't eat outside because the monkeys will get me. But, one time I had this really nice maha for Nepal. I was going to Nepal and I was carrying it in a bag to my house. And my house is monkey loka, of course. So there, I came in, and I saw some monkeys, and I thought, okay, anyway, they're not paying attention to me. But I was wrong. One passed me by. I said, okay, he didn't do anything. But then the one that passed me by jumped on my back, and there were two in front of me going, like that, growling. And so I just shouted, Krishna! And the one jumped off and they backed off and they let me go. I wasn't going to give him the prasadam. Because actually the process is, the monkey jumps on you, you scream, you drop the prasad, and the monkey gets it, and you run. But I didn't want to give him the prasad that day. So. If you chant Radhe or if you chant Krishna, I mean you're screaming, then they leave you alone pretty much. You have to be very, you have to chant with a lot of feeling. And really, and then they realize, oh, you're serious about your chanting. They let you go. You chant like you're about to die. So, number 13, are you trying to become free from the tendency to envy, fault find, and criticize? This is very important, because if you see the negative side of people, then you cannot make advancement in spiritual life. You must always see the good qualities of the devotees, see the positive, see the good that they are doing, the service that they are doing for Krishna, and you must overlook the faults. So this is, it is said in by Prabhupada Saraswati, may I never associate with fallen sinful people who criticize the residents of Vrindavan, who do not glorify Vrindavan, who compare Vrindavan with any of holy place, who cannot accept Vrindavan is eternal, full of bliss, spiritual and wonderful. Okay, number 14, is it your nature to greet other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality? So this is a verse from 4th canto, 11th chapter, verses 13 and 14. If you can greet people like that, the Lord is very satisfied. And if you satisfy Him, you go back to Godhead. Now, let's see. We'll go to 18. Do you have a firm, heartfelt desire to assist in some way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's all-merciful Sankirtan mission? Now, in the 4th canto, 12th chapter, verse 36, the self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets, by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light, cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. Only persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach Vaikuntha planets. Then the last question, are you confident you will be content to live in Vrindavan? Good. Then you can go to back to Godhead. Otherwise, you have to stay here. I actually, in one seminar I was giving, one man said, "No, I think I cannot live there." He was from Nepal, and I was teaching in Nepal. He said, "I like the mountains." So I think, but I said, "Well, Govardhan's the biggest mountain. You go there. You can go." Here now we don't see Govardhan as it really is. It was very high, very very tall. It was the tallest, but now it's shrunk. And it's still shrinking every year by a mustard seed, every day by a mustard seed. It goes down, down, down. I told my son, I said, you know, Govardhan's getting smaller. And he said, well, it's not because of that. He says, it's because people keep taking the stones off of it. That's why. She could be right. We see huge stones in some temples. But anyway, yes. So, anybody have a question about this particular? Yes.
With regard to the last
question. Content to live in Vrindavan.
How does this compare with the mood of devotees like Indradhanna Swami Maharaj or Devananda Swami Maharaj, who are actually, in one sense, they'll be happy to live in Vrindavan, but the contentment comes from spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Right.
Going to dangerous zones across the world.
Yes, okay. How does this compare to the mood of Indradhanna Swami and Devamrita Swami going to dangerous places and preaching? Yeah, so this is the mood of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this would be question number 18. Yes. And Shikshashtaka is said, Natanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Va, Jagadish Kamye, Mama Janmani, Janmani Shre, Bhavatar Bhakti Rai, Tikitve. So, of course, content means this question is for people who are not sure about leaving this material world. That they're attached. That in that sense, will you be content? So, they will surely be content to live in Vrindavan. But out of love for Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're engaged in spreading the mission and they're willing to spend life after life just to bring people back to Vrindavan. And that is the mood of Radharani and the gopis, actually, that they want to bring more people to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada gave us that example and he asked us to follow him. follow his mood as well. So generally those who worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they go to both places. They go both to, there is Navadvipa in the spiritual world and there is Vrindavan, and they go to both places. But some people are very attached to Lord Chaitanya and some are very attached to Radha Krishna. But in order to go to Radha Krishna, you have to go through Lord Chaitanya as well. So in this movement, most devotees will be going to both places. But the question is meant for people who are materially attached. Will you be content to live there? And so I got the answer, no, from one person. I want the mountains. I'm attached to my mountains and Himalayas here in Nepal. So, what to do? So you stay in your mountains. Okay, so I'll...
One question.
Yeah?
I was wondering, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Mathura Vas,
yes. Now, yes, Lord Chaitanya, this is also from Nectar of Devotion. So this is one of the five most potent forms of devotional service. If you live in Mathura or Vrindavan, then you can make very fast progress and even have ecstasy or bhava. So yes, that is for those of us who are practicing sadhakas. We should attempt to live. If we do live in Vrindavan, in Mathura, and this temple is also like Mathura Vrindavan. And you can make your home also a dham. If you can transform your home into Vrindavan. And that's what we have to do here out of Vrindavan Dham. We have to transform our own place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing puja one day and he said he saw his home transform into Goloka one day when he was doing puja. So that is our desire, our hope also, that when we do our puja in our home, one day we will see Goloka. See it transform into Goloka or Navadvip if you have Gornitai. If you have Gornitai, Goloka, Gornitai, Navadvip, and Radha Krishna, Goloka. So I have here five rules for living in Vrindavan. Number one, surrender your life. No fear of dreaded diseases or the call of death. This you don't have on your paper. This is from a Govardhan retreat. Now in Vrindavan, what they say when you're about to die, they say it's Radharani's letter calling you to her. That's what they say. The Brijbasis, they say, oh, I got Radharani's letter today. It means they're about to leave and go back to Godhead. So one, surrender your life. Two, tolerate. Bathe in the soothing rays of the sun of tolerance. Where is the power to tolerate? From bhajan that is strong. Srila Prabhupada, when he was living in Madan Mohan, chanted day and night. No shopping in Loy Bazaar or even visiting temples, just chanting only. Counsel devotees, clean the dham and glorify Krishna. So this is helpful in tolerating. Number three, so tolerate, surrender, tolerate. Number three is Vaishnava Seva in the dham. If you cannot give up your illusory dreams, think of Vrindavan and serve the devotees with cloth and food. So, surrender, tolerate, Vaishnava Seva, and four, your vision has to be clear. Two visions of the holy dham, of sewage and of roses. Be dumb and deaf to the so-called faults. Accept the crazy, or else become a fault finder and displease Krishna. So don't see the dug-up roads and the sewage and the dust in the air, but see the beautiful things. So have the vision of Vrindavan. Number five, Yukta Vairagya, means renunciation in service to Krishna. So his advice is eat enough and sleep enough to, so you can walk and see and hear topics of Krishna without falling asleep. We were talking about that today, how in the old days devotees used to fall asleep so easily. Even giving class, they would be falling asleep giving the class. I don't think she's here. Radhakund's daughter, Radhakund told me that story of one devotee. She heard there was a dead silence in the Bhagavatam class. She walked in, all the devotees were asleep, and the speaker was asleep as well. Everybody was asleep. Yeah. So, no, you have to get enough sleep. So that's you do. The Goswami's mood also, to search for Krishna, not simply Vairagya, but where are you, Krishna? Become detectives to search him out, as Srila Prabhupada did one lonely night, sweeping in front of Srila Goswami's samadhi, crying out for Rupa and Sanatan. Continue your search for Krishna no matter what. Keep his impression in your heart, and soon you will find him. So this is the last of the Chaturshloki Srimad Bhagavatam, is to everywhere and anywhere you must search for Krishna. So now, again, I have something here. Well, now, there should be enough for everyone. Now, in case there isn't enough for everyone, everyone take one and then give it to somebody who doesn't have one. So say a prayer. Oh, let them choose themselves. Don't give it to them. Let them choose. Because this is going to be a special message for you from one of the residents of Vrindavan. So let them choose one. And we will hear some of these messages very soon. Oh, and guess what? I don't have the copies. So, I'll have to read your copies. That's all right. Yeah. Okay, everybody will have a message. Okay, I'll move the Tulsi, so... Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Okay, everybody should get one. Do we still have... Maybe husband and wife can share, and then we'll have enough perhaps to go over. So they go to the same place. Careful of Tulsi here. Okay. I'm going to have to... See, I don't have my copy, so I'm going to have to borrow your copies to read them. Do you have... okay, they need... Oh, okay, give some more to the men. Watch the Tulsi plants. Don't touch them. Give some more here. How many... Raise your hand if you don't have. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Okay, pick up those ones that fell down, because we don't have enough, yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, those who don't have a copy, okay, there's some more here. Okay. But still, because there are 60 copies, but there's more than 60 people here. Okay, so they can have copies over there. Raise your hand if you don't have a copy. And then somebody, husband and wife, can share. And then we'll also, if you don't have a copy, then somebody else can, we'll read theirs, and then they can give up their copy to those who don't have. Okay, so I'll just start with this side. You can just give me yours, I will read it. Because I forgot my copy. So this is Subhuti Roy. How many got Subhuti Roy? Okay. Yes, we should have 6 copies. So there is a message. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll just read the message. This Subhuti Roy was an associate of Lord Chaitanya. These are associates who used to live in Vrindavan. And he was converted to a Muslim. Some Muslim ate and then sprinkled the water on him. It was easy in those days to become Muslim. And so some of the Brahmins told him, you should just kill yourself now because you're finished. He went to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord said, go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna mantra constantly. So he went to Vrindavan, and he would collect dry wood in the forest and take it to the city of Mathura to sell. He would get 5 or 6 paisa, which is very little, and he would live on 1 paisa worth of fried chickpeas, and the rest he would deposit with a merchant, and he would spend it to give yogurt and oil massages to Bengali Vaishnavas. He would do Vaishnava Seva with the rest of the money. So whoever got this, you should go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna mantra constantly, and you should do Vaishnava Seva. Okay. Can you give me yours then? It's just, you got Subuddhi, right? Okay, you can give me yours. Krishnadas Kaviraj reveals the mercy and potency of Sri Nityananda. So by the mercy of Nityananda, I attain Radha Govinda. And how the Gaudiya Vaishnavas live in Braj, they are absorbed in chanting the all-auspicious name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are their life and soul. So this is your instruction to always chant also. Yes, what do you have here? Subuddhi Rai? So many Subuddhi Rais. Okay, what do you have? Srila Prabhupada. Okay, how many got Srila Prabhupada? Yeah, did anybody not get? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so somebody can be merciful after you've read yours, and you can give it to one of these people here. We'll need 3 donors. Okay, here's, okay, there's 1, 2, 3 here.
Yeah. One question about Subuddhi Rai.
Yeah.
Our question is to sell the good as people than is to buy the rice.
Yeah, rice also. Rice and oil for massage and yogurt for the Vaishnavas. So this is Prabhupada in Radha Damodar. Oh, I read this already on another day. Well, he was crying and he was sweeping the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple. So the instruction is, let's see, what is the instruction here? Oh, he was begging for the mercy of Rupa Goswami. Please give me your mercy. Without your mercy, I cannot do anything. So those who have Srila Prabhupada, they should be begging for the mercy. Okay, who do you have? Haridas Pandit. He has wonderful qualities. He always accepted the good qualities of Vaishnavas and never found fault in them. He engaged his heart and soul only to satisfy the Vaishnavas. And he used to hear the reading of Sri Chaitanya Mangal, so you can hear Chaitanya Charitamrita. Alright, anybody else? Who do you have? Say, okay, you have Haridas Pandit. Who has Haridas Pandit? Okay, that's all right. You can keep him.
Different.
Okay, good. So this is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He used to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Are you studying Bhagavatam? Very good. Yeah. Okay. So one day you will also have to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Are you taking Bhakti Vaibhav? Oh, very good. So this is for you. When reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of Rupa and Sanatana, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would be overwhelmed in ecstatic love for Krishna. He was surrendered fully at the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, and those lotus feet became his life and soul. He would not listen to the blasphemy of a Vaishnava, nor would he listen to talk of Vaishnava's misbehavior. He only knew everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. He did not understand anything else. Who got Raghunath Bhatta? Here? Okay, so there you go. All of you should take Bhakti Vaibhav, of course, and speak Bhagavatam. Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji. How many got him? I also met this Babaji in Calcutta. He used to come to Calcutta. And he's so amazing. You ask him any question, he just says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. That was his only answer. And that's all he ever said. He never said anything else except Hare Krishna. All that is when I saw him. And he would laugh all the time. He was always laughing and chanting and very happy. He was a close friend of Srila Prabhupada and great well-wisher of his disciples. Whenever we would ask him questions, his usual answer was, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Although highly educated and fluent in both English and Bengali, he mostly just kept chanting Hare Krishna. When a devotee would offer him obeisances and ask, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, please give me your mercy, he would reply, No, you please give me your mercy, I need it more. He had no disciples, he was always chanting and dancing, hearing and chanting. And in the small songbook, he made his last entry before leaving this world. Chanting the holy name of Krishna is the true nectar. Holy name is like honey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And when he was a brahmachari, all he wanted to do was chant Hare Krishna day and night. And the other brahmacharis complained to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. But Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, no, his chanting is fine, and you should encourage him and put an ad in the newspaper inviting all sincere men who want to chant Krishna's name day and night to join Gaudiya Math. A few men came, chanted, and left. But Krishnadas Babaji never stopped chanting. Okay, what is this? So whoever has this has got to start chanting more. More Hare Krishna. Okay, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. Okay, let's see. He was all his activities were pure and saintly. He was always meek and humble, thinking himself a mischievous rascal. He used to say, I am unfit for serving the Lord. I have no qualifications at all. Yet he was extremely learned in the arts of dancing, singing, and playing musical instruments. He knew the intricate science of using the musical arts to praise the Lord and his associates. So, Narahari Chakravarti, who got Narahari? Okay, but he did other things too. So if he did music, you should learn how to play kartals at least in Mridanga. And also he was a great cook. He was known as Rasuya Pujari for mastering the art of making palatable dishes for the Lord. He was Radha Govindaji's favorite cook in Vrindavan. Okay. And he was also very humble. He would do humble services. He ground sandalwood pulp, collected firewood, cleaned the temple, picked tulsi and manjaris, fanned Lord Govinda from outside by pulling a rope. And out of humility, he kept himself at a distance. He did the service of 10 men. Insisting, he would say, I'm most fallen. I have no right. It's really merciful of you all to let me render whatever service I can. So he was very good at service and music and cooking. So take your choice. You probably can't do all of them. But okay, we have Jagannath Das Babaji. Oh, this is an amazing story. He was fond of chanting loudly in both japa and kirtan. Now, if you want to chant loud japa, you have to go by yourself somewhere. When you're chanting with the devotees, you should be softer. When you want to chant loudly, you can chant loudly, but you have to go in a secluded place. So once he begged a chapati, a roti, from a Vrindavan street sweeper, a bangi. So hearing about this, the leaders of Vrindavan said to him, Baba, you are the crest jewel of Raj. It pains us to hear anyone criticizing you. Now everyone is talking against you. They're saying, Baba's gone mad. If he defies the age-old tradition, what will happen to society? He replied, you are all learned people. Don't you know the importance of the dust of Vrindavan? It is so surcharged with Krishna praying. Even Lord Brahma desires to become a particle of Rajaraj dust. Therefore, isn't a Vrindavan sweeper who is constantly serving the dust, breathing it, rolling in it, bathing in it, more pure than anyone else? Silence filled the air, indicating everyone's acceptance of his reply. So he was teaching everyone the potency of the dust of Vrindavan. Now he had 3 instructions. Number 1, to realize the supreme goal of life, you must repeat Harinam regularly and steadfastly. Steadiness is so important, it must be maintained even at the cost of one's life. So chanting is very important for all of these associates. We find this one thing they have in common. They like chanting Hare Krishna. Number 2, never forget Gaura, who is more merciful and benevolent than Krishna. Krishna is like a just ruler who takes into account your offenses in his administration of justice. Gaura does not take your offenses into account. So if you feel like you're not qualified, worship Gaunitai. And they will give you the qualification to chant Hare Krishna. And again, that's the same as 3 instruction. Okay, thank you. How many have Jagannath Das Babaji? Oh, very good. 1, 2, 3 only. Should be 6. Okay, somebody has not been reading. Okay, did I read everybody's now? Okay, one more is here. And this one is Lokanath Goswami. Okay, his body and mind were completely attached to Vrindavan Dham. The divine pastimes of Radha Vinod played in his heart. His ears existed only to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone who reads Bhagavatam, said Lokanath Goswami, he is my friend. So hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he constantly traveled throughout Braj, visiting the holy places where Krishna engaged in his pastimes. And he got his own self-manifested deity. It talks here. What happened? Lokanath Goswami's first reaction was astonishment at seeing the deity. Then he became filled with anxiety at the thought the Lord himself had just come and gone. Yeah, he developed a deep desire to worship Radha and Krishna, deities. And so the Lord came personally to him and asked him to keep him. So he wore the deity around his neck like a necklace and served him. Okay? Any other one has not been read? Okay, how many got Lokanath Das Goswami? Okay, many of you. Very good. So now our last exercise again will be chanting to different residents of Vrindavan. And for this I have some nice colorful cards which you all can share. In each one of these packages there are 16 cards. So we've got 60 people here. I think one can go for 3 people. So you find friends and you share these cards with them. Yeah. So each person can get about 4 cards each. So 3 people, 1, 2, 3. Every 3 people can get 1. Yeah, 1 for 3.
One for,
so you just split up the cards and...
3 each.
4 each.
4 each.
4 each, yeah. There's 16. Maybe you can have 5 each. Yeah, 5 each. 5 each. You can have 5 each. Now these cards... Yeah, you can have 5 each. Yeah, pass them back to people who don't have. If you got your 5, then pass the cards to somebody who doesn't have. Who doesn't have cards? Raise your hand. Okay, pass these cards back. Okay. Now, somebody. If we have extra cards, pass them up here to the front. Maybe 5 is too much? I think so.
It was too much.
Okay. Maybe you should take 4 each. Okay. Somebody donate cards. Okay. Pass them back. She doesn't have cards back here. Rasa. Okay. So pass them to the men. Men's side. Who doesn't have cards? Raise your hand. Okay, see over there? Okay, pass the extra cards up here. Yeah, I think maybe 4 is correct. You have cards more here? The men don't have here. You might have to take 4 each, I think, yeah. Okay, raise your hand. Give them... You might have to take 4 each. Okay. Raise your hand if you don't have cards. Okay, somebody in the back here now. Donate cards to these people back there. I think 4 each is better number, yeah. Okay, we require cards for these people in the back. Okay, here's some cards. Pass them back. Okay. Raise your hand if you don't have a card. Okay. Okay, everybody has cards. So we have... Okay, so... Now these cards are representing... They're showing us different residents of Vrindavan who we can pray for to enter Vrindavan Dham. And there's some nice prayers on the back of the cards as well. There's a picture in the front and prayers on the back. So I'll just read some of them. And I'll show you all the cards. Prabhupada is there. And he of course, is a resident of Vrindavan, and he brought Vrindavan all over the world. And there was a prayer, "O beloved Srila Prabhupada, I repeatedly offer my obeisances unto you, whose glances are full of mercy, and who bestow transcendental bliss. O renowned Master, please kindly protect me and continue to shower your mercy upon me again and again." Then we have Nitai. Nitai. So Nitai, "When will the moon called Nityanandaram bestow his mercy upon me, and all my material desires become small and insignificant? When will my mind be purified of all material anxieties and desires, so I will actually be able to see Vrindavan?" So Nitai has the potency to help us to see Vrindavan Dham. So then we have Lord Chaitanya. I won't read all of them. There's Lord Chaitanya. There's the six Goswamis. Yeah, you can trade cards if you like. Somebody has extra. That's okay. Take it if you want. Six Goswamis. All glories to Shirupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, Shijiva Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Das. I offer my heartful obeisances to the feet of these six Goswamis. By offering them such obeisances, all obstacles to devotion are destroyed and all spiritual desires are fulfilled. Then this one. Does everybody know who is this? Gopeshwar Mahadev, Lord Shiva. We must pray to him to get entrance. He's guarding the Rasa Lila. Nobody can enter without his permission. So there's a prayer. "O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, O you whose forehead is decorated with the moon, who are worshipable even for Sanak Sanatana, Sanatana and Narada, O Gopishwar, hopeful that you will bless me with pure devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who eternally perform blissful pastimes in Brajatam, I offer my obeisances to you again and again." So then we have Jamuna Devi. We have two pictures of Jamuna. One is in her deity form. This is Jamuna Devi. And the prayer, "Sprinkling a single drop of her water upon oneself frees one from reaction to even the most heinous crime. She increases the flow of spontaneous love for Nandanandana within one's heart and benedicts anyone who simply desires to reside on her banks. May that Jamuna Devi, daughter of Surya Dev, always purify me." And then here is another picture of Jamuna Devi. Then we have Vrinda Devi. We already sang her glories today. This is Vrinda Devi. And this is Gita Govardhan. And this is Radhakund. Radhakund. And this is Lalita Devi. We also have to get her permission to enter. This is Radharani's lotus feet. So, "O Queen, please rescue this unfortunate person drowning in an ocean of pain. Please place him on the strong boat of your mercy and carry him to the wonderful shelter of your divine lotus feet." Then these are the lotus feet of Govindaji in Jaipur, but the original Govinda. The original Govindaji. And then we have Radhisham, Vrindavan. We have Radhe again, and Shah. So these are all the cards. So now we're going to chant japa. You choose one or two of your cards, and you chant to these pictures, and ask for entrance into Vrindavan.
I was just wondering,
yes. Who are they? Oh. Well, in the middle there's Rupa and Sanatana. In the middle is Rupa and Sanatana. And Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath, and the others I'm not quite sure of. But I believe that Jiva is all the way in the right. The ones who are shaved up are Rupa, Sanatana, and Jiva. Jiva Goswamis. And Rupa Sanatana are in the middle. Rupa is the smaller one and Sanatana is the middle. Okay, so we will now chant. We will chant Hare Krishna Japa to the pictures. one or two, whichever ones you like. Shri Krishna
Thank you.
questions? Anything about Vrindavan Dham? Yes?
If we don't have the facility to grow tulsi,
yes.
My mother has given me a very small silver tulsi. I kept them on my.
A silver tulsi.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So is that all right?
Well, it's all right. Nothing wrong with it. Yes, but it's good if you can also worship Tulsi. You can come here and do some seva for Tulsi. That would be nice too. Yes. Any other questions or comments? Yes?
Prabhupada sometimes, you know, the devotees going to Vrindavan, he didn't encourage everyone to go to Vrindavan.
Right.
And sometimes yes. You just stay a very short time because yeah. We can commit aparad very easily.
Srila Prabhupada, the first, he said when you first go to Vrindavan, it's better just to stay 3 days. If you're just on your own, like. But if you're with a group, like in the festival, then it's okay. You stay with the group. But on your own, it's better just the first time to stay only 3 days and see how it goes. And so that you don't commit offense and like that. Better just to stay a short time. And then later on, in your second visit, you can stay a little longer. The first visit, it's better to be short, just to make sure you don't commit offenses. For us, it was easy, because when we went to Vrindavan in 1972, it was just like a forest. It was the main road in front of the temple was full of peacocks walking on the road.
Wow.
There was nothing with a motor in Vrindavan. No cars, no buses. No motor rickshaws, even very few of the other rickshaws. And we couldn't afford, they were 1 rupee, and we didn't have 1 rupee for the rickshaw. We had to walk everywhere. It was completely forest all the way up to the crossroads where they have subjis and things. There was nothing. Fogal Ashram was not there in 72. Came a few years later, 10 rooms at first. Bihardal was there. He had a little table of lemon juice. So, yeah, he's done well, except now his one shop is destroyed in the demolition. He lost one shop now on the side of the temple side. He had 2 shops, now one is finished. Yeah, he was doing well. Yeah. But, so it was quite different. And you would walk on the street and you could hear just the birds and the peacocks and the temple bells. There were no loudspeakers at all. There was no electricity hardly, so where would you get the loudspeakers? But it was nice, it was beautiful, and you could feel Vrindavan very easily when we first went. And so, but now it's easier to make offense because it's hard to see Vrindavan. It's being covered very quickly. So, but still we have to remember it is Vrindavan Dham, the place of Lord Krishna. Any other questions? Yes.
In that application,
residential application.
There was a point about envy.
Envy, yeah, right.
And sometimes we see that some people around us have, you know, the tendency to criticize or... Mm-hmm. Sometimes they face problems with devotees and then discussing those problems. So how do we keep our mood of not hearing that criticism and still and try to get them also out of that?
Yes.
Because they have faced some problems, so they have that natural outpouring.
Right. So then you must glorify the devotees to them and see the good, even in the people who they may criticize. You have to find the good and point that out. And it's not good to hear criticism also for you, because then you can lose your taste for devotional service. So it's better not to hear it. And if you cannot change them, then better not to stay there and listen. That you can, you just say, excuse me, I didn't finish my rounds today. Or I have to go to the bathroom. Something. You know, it's not good to hear criticism for you. You also get the reaction by hearing. So yes, and you need to make a really strong effort to glorify the devotee, show the good qualities, and try to show how actually it's good to be positive. If you criticize someone, then you end up doing what you criticize, generally speaking. Whatever you criticize, you end up doing that very thing. I've seen that with people.
You become hot-headed.
You become?
Hot-headed.
Well, I don't understand that.
You become what you hate.
Become what you hate.
You become what you hate. Yes. Become what you hate. Yes.
Residential permit number 10.
Actually, this was made by Srimati Mataji, so it's not really my thing. I'm using her material for this. Number 10. Now, number 10 is for, I think it's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. Is it more your mood to try and love Krishna rather than try to know and understand him? So this is when you're on the level of knowing your knowing your relationship with Krishna. This question is actually not relevant for us. Yeah, it's not really relevant. I should have told you, leave out 10. Because we should try to know and understand him very much in our level of spiritual life. And then the time comes when, you know, it's you just want to love Krishna. You don't even worry. It doesn't matter if he's... Yeah, we don't... For the Vrijabhasis, they don't care that he's the creator or this or that. They just love him as he is, whoever he is. They just love Krishna. So that was the point of the question. But actually, yes. So this is the mentality of Vrindavan. They have no concern. Now, we should understand Krishna. And that's why we have all these courses of Bhakti Vaibhava. Somebody always asks about that. And I should just say, okay, leave out number 10. Okay, any other? Yes.
The point number 70,
oh yeah, that also, because not everybody has Gayatri. Are you happy with the sincerity and purity of your chanting of Gayatri? Yeah, we're concerned with Hare Krishna mantra. But Gayatri is also very helpful for chanting Hare Krishna. Here it says, Prabhananda Saraswati, within the splendid ocean of light manifested by the bija syllable klim of Kama Gayatri Mantra, the sweet abode named Vrindavan is manifest. So in klim is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is filled with very wonderful spiritual variety. So sometimes you may chant Gayatri and then maybe half hour later you think, did I chant Gayatri? Or did I? Did I really chant? And then, actually, you didn't really chant, if you have to ask yourself that question. Did I chant Gayatri? Sometimes it happens to me, you know. I fall asleep during Gayatri, and then afterwards I think, did I chant Gayatri? Well, if that question comes, you better chant again.
Get enough sleep, right. To not fall asleep
when you chant Gayatri. Okay, any other questions? Yes?
You mentioned about chanting in front of Tulsi.
Chanting in front of Tulsi.
Now, in the climate does not permit the trees grow at all.
Okay, so you cannot grow Tulsi here. Yeah.
So, the devotees need to grow Tulsi and keep the plant. Keep the plant in the form in summer. And if they should not have a plant in the form,
yeah, okay. You can feel separation and meditate on your Tulsi in the Tulsi house in the temple. Yeah, you can chant in front of the photograph and remember your Tulsi. She should be non-different from her photo. In Vrindavan, they also die in the winter many times. They die, so what can we do? Also, I have Tulsis also. I grow outside in pots, but then wintertime, they usually don't live. Last year they lived, this year they all died. All the Tulsis in Vrindavan died this year, except a few that were like in a greenhouse or something. Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, I'll go to Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.